Thinking about the fall, my son lamented the other day, summer is half gone. And my youngest, you heard her earlier, she said, hey, we still have the summer left. Very different personalities and very different responses to the realities around them. But that's the nature of Psalm 121 as well. Psalm 121 is one of the best known psalms in Christian liturgy, hymnody, and piety. It is one of the songs of ascent, and as we heard from John earlier, it's one of his favorites that had an impact on him since he was a young one. It's had an impact on me as well. I'm sure it has had an impact on you. Psalm 121 is one of the songs of ascent, ascent meaning going up. It was sung to reflect the experiences, the anxiety, and the trust of pilgrims who made their way up to the temple in Jerusalem for the great festivals, and you can read about the festivals in Deuteronomy. You'll have to pardon the slides because some of them, I think a projector is actually suffering from ill health. That's why everything's kind of yellow. So in Israel, it's not quite as yellow as that. However, the sand is maybe a tinge somewhat like that. The psalm is understood by many as a priestly blessing for the pilgrim as they make their way home from the temple as well. Travel in those days, maybe not unlike today, had many dangers. As pilgrims made their way up the long, dusty road to Jerusalem, it was hot. If they were coming from the north and east via the Transjordan and Jericho, as is seen in these photos here, they would face the wilderness hills. It was an ascent or a climb of nearly 4,000 feet, and if you are familiar with our mountains around us, that would be kind of like climbing the Grouse Grind, plus an additional length of a football field. It's about that height. The road was filled with opportunists looking for ways to make an easy profit. Whether they were selling goods or treats to eat along the way, vendors were in mixed company with charlatans and bandits. You might recall this is the same road that was the setting for the Good Samaritan story. Merchants and thieves and bandits, they all knew people were carrying gold and cash to spend up in the temple courts. They had money for sacrifices later on. And they had cash for the festivities during the feasting holiday. So many young families carried their possessions and their children, and they traveled in caravans for safety of numbers. And that was just the human element. There were also the danger of wild animals and beasts on the road, as people carrying birds or sheep for sacrifice would also be targeted as possible easy pickings. So as the pilgrims made their way up the long road to Jerusalem, sometimes coming from across the nation and sometimes coming from outside of the country, they would sing these songs of ascent. And as they walked the worn path and looked up at the dry hills, they would ask, as in verse 1, where does my protective help come from? At this point, I invite you to read with me Psalm 121. We've read it before with John, but we're going to read it from the Message. If you'd like, you can close your eyes and listen to the words. I invite you to do that. But if you're more comfortable just following along on the screen, that's great as well. Feel free to use the Pew Bibles if you didn't bring your own. Psalm 121 from Eugene Peterson's paraphrase, The Message. I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No, my strength comes from God who made heaven and earth and mountains. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep. Not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. God's your guardian, right at your side to protect you, shielding you from sunstroke, sheltering you from moonstroke. God guards from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always. This is the word of the Lord. As the pilgrim travelers looked up around them, they would sing 121 as a prayer for comfort. Where does my help come from? from the God who has created these very mountains as they're looking up, these very hills. Not from the idols made out of rock that symbolized the many different tribal gods that people worshiped there, and they would be left on the sides. And many of us have seen some similar kind of piles of rocks, maybe in English Bay. Not from the idols made out of the rock, not from even the gold or silver that they might find, as the idols are carved out of these things, not from the wood, out of the trees, but the one who created all that we are seeing and experiencing, touching, tasting, feeling, this is the one whom we will find help. And so the question, where does my help come from, is answered by a priestly blessing that begins in verses 3 or 4 and runs right to the end of the psalm. Unlike the seasonal gods of nature, Creator God does not need to be awakened from his winter slumber. He never rests, and he doesn't need sleep. He is always vigilant, and he's always on the watch for our welfare. He guards his people. Go to verse 6. God will protect us from the harmful rays of the sun. And for those of us who have gone to Jerusalem, I'm heading there in the fall, you will know the real risk of sunstroke in Palestine. It's hot, it's dry, it's quite bright with the sun there. Superstitions have also abounded for centuries about the moon causing illness and affecting people's behavior. How many of us have ever said, oh, it's got to be a full moon out, the kids are just going crazy, or the dogs are howling? I mean, we've heard these kinds of things. For interest's sake, the English word epileptic comes from the Greek word meaning moonstruck. The psalm concludes the blessing with promises that God will keep the pilgrim from every kind of danger. For observant Jewish families, even up to today, people would fasten something called a mezuzah, a small cylinder that contained a piece of scripture, and especially from Psalm 121, verse 8. They would attach this mezuzah to their doorframe, and upon entering or exiting their home, people would say verse 8 as a blessing. The Lord will guard you as you come and go, both now and forevermore. And they touch it as they come and went. By the end of the summer, some of us will have traveled many miles. Some of us out of country, some of us right across the country. We will experience many wonderful sights, sounds, flavors, experiences, cultures. Our eyes and minds will be broadened through these new and wonderful ways. The locale will have breathed the local culture. I hope that we have a chance to share our stories with one another come the fall or the next time we meet. And as many of us travel throughout the summer months and beyond, it's good to know that wherever we go, the Lord is there with us along the way. He's not sleeping. He's not falling asleep at the wheel, so to speak. Whether we are traveling far afield or making space, as John was saying, making space in our lives for contemplation and just heart transformation, I encourage us all to pray this prayer of Psalm 121. It helps us focus our deep desires. It helps centers our fears without denying those fears, our anxieties. And it declares aloud to our own ears that God, our Creator God, is there with us and he cares for us. So let's close this time together by singing together Psalm 121. We sang it last week when I led worship. But just follow along with me the words on the screen. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from you, Maker of heaven, Creator of the earth. Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope. You are my only prayer. So I will wait for you to come and rescue me. Come and give me life. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come? May this prayer be yours throughout the remaining weeks of summer. May you remember that God is with us every step of the way. And as the worship team comes forward on stage, let me close with a traditional Jewish prayer for all of us who are on a journey of some sort. Would you pray with me as we bow in closing here? Lord, may it be your will, God, our God, and the God of our fathers, that you should lead us in peace and direct our steps in peace, and guide us in peace, and support us in peace, and cause us to reach our destination in life, in joy, and in peace. Lord, keep us from every enemy and ambush, from robbers and wild beasts on the trip, and from all kinds of punishments that rage and come to the world. Lord, may you bless the work of our hands and grant us grace and kindness and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us, and give us abundant kindness. Lord, listen to the voice of our prayer, for you hear the prayers of all. Blessed are you, O God, our God, the God of our fathers. May you, O Lord, guard us as we come and go, both now and forevermore. Amen.